Pope Leo XIV and Catholic Seminaries, The Challenge of a Hollow Farm System. This week's installment analyzes the profound crisis facing Catholic seminaries worldwide in 2026, under the leadership of Pope Leo XIV. The Catholic Church is grappling with a new normal characterized by declining vocations and empty seminaries, a challenge that threatens its ability to sustain priestly and episcopal leadership. The piece situates this crisis within broader social, political, and economic contexts, highlighting how past reliance on charismatic leaders and questionable practices has contributed to institutional decay, as many of them based their success in sectarian and predatory practices. A central theme is the shift in the church's farm system, the network responsible for recruiting and training new priests. Historically, regions like Europe and North America were powerhouses for priestly vocations, exporting clergy to the global south. Today, however, these regions face severe declines, while countries in Africa, Asia, and Latin America show relative growth. Yet, this growth is often a mirage, driven less by genuine religious vitality and more by socioeconomic factors such as youth unemployment and political instability. For example, Angola and Madagascar have high ratios of seminarians to priests, but these numbers correlate strongly with low Human Development Index, HDI, scores and limited opportunities for young men outside religious life. The document warns against simplistic solutions, such as recruiting from countries with failing markets or unstable governments. It critiques past practices where church leaders tolerated or enabled abuse and sect-like behavior in exchange for apparent growth, citing notorious cases like Marcial Maciel and the Legion of Christ. The piece argues that sustainable growth cannot rely on charismatic personalities or coercive, insular communities, as these approaches have repeatedly led to scandal and loss of trust. Statistical analysis from sources like gcatholic.org and CURA, Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate, reveals troubling trends. In developed countries, seminary enrollment and ordination rates are plummeting, with many dioceses in the United States reporting no new priests. Meanwhile, a growing proportion of new priests in the United States are foreign-born, reflecting a reversal from exporter to importer of clergy. Attrition rates are high, and abuse scandals persist, undermining the church's credibility and ability to attract new vocations. The document also explores the impact of government policies, such as Vietnam's Decree 95, which restricts religious activities and underscores the precariousness of vocational miracles in authoritarian contexts. The piece acknowledges the limitations of the available data and calls for more transparency, especially regarding attrition and abuse in seminaries, and highlights the need for reforms that prioritize trust, accountability, and genuine community over short-term numerical gains. Ultimately, Pope Leo's challenge is to rebuild his church's farm system on a foundation of integrity and resilience, avoiding traps of easy growth and charismatic manipulation. The future of Catholic seminaries depends on confronting uncomfortable truths, learning from failures, and adapting to complex global realities. The Church must find new ways to inspire vocations that are sustainable, ethical, and responsive to the needs of diverse communities.